I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. I don't know. I mean, I'm doing what I do for decades here, right? And I always say to myself, what is spirit gonna do today that's gonna like have my jaw drop to the ground? And I never know when that moment is going to be or when and if it's going to actually come, right? But that's the thing that I loved about Eleanor's session. It was so unique, so different, the way the souls channeled. And I'm going to say this. I think the thing that I love the most about Eleanor's session is the fact that she not only trusted me with the souls of her loved ones, but she trusted the process. Because Eleanor's experience is a true validation of how I allow the souls to channel the way that they feel they need to give us that gift of faith, hope, and peace. I hope you all enjoy this session with Eleanor and this week's episode of Hey Spirit. God bless.
I'm just so excited to be looking at you and talking to you.
Oh, well, it's so nice to meet you. Where are you from?
Thank you. So I live in Hopewell Junction, New York, which is in Dutchess County, Hudson Valley area.
Oh, not, somebody was just telling me about a hotel up in Hudson, like a cute little boutique-y hotel. It was so random. Oh, that's so interesting. Well, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I always say to everyone, even though you've watched Long Island Media, maybe even listened to the podcast, I always like to give a little quick speech on how I read, receive my information, but more importantly, what you can expect over these next few moments.
Okay.
So my wish for you, Eleanor, is that you know that there truly is more to life than just here in the physical world, but more importantly, that your loved ones are still with you just in a different way. And I want you to know that all those little things that go on around you that you might think that are odd or weird or maybe even just a coincidence or just remind you of your loved one that has died, to know that it is them. You're not crazy. It's not your imagination. It's not wishful thinking. Know that it is their soul letting you know that they are with you at that exact moment. Whether someone died suddenly or unexpected, or maybe you watched your loved one suffer for years with an illness that actually took away their personality, how amazing is it for them to use my physical body to show you their personality the way they were before they died? So I'll share with you how they're interacting with other souls, how they're communicating with me, because it validates that's how they are. That's how they want you to remember them, and not trying to figure out how they died. Oh, so that's interesting. I just heard that. I just heard in my head. So I know it was in something that I felt. I literally heard spirit say that stop trying to figure out how I died, what it was like for me when I died. I wasn't afraid to die. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. As soon as I started to enter the other side, Eleanor, you had quite a bit of souls on the other side.
Okay.
That means several things. If someone is afraid, if there is someone that died and they weren't, if they might think that they were alone on the other side or they weren't okay because of the way that they died or because they were young or whatever, they wouldn't have known these people. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I find it interesting how spirit is making me feel. And I know there's always a reason. I almost feel like they want me to tiptoe around things.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. That's all I care about, Eleanor. I don't care about anything else. All I care about is that your loved ones can prove to you that their souls are present and that they're safe and at peace with God.
That's beautiful.
Okay. So now who's the young soul that is departed? Young for me is anyone that left the physical world before we feel their time.
One of my best friends, her 6-month-old baby passed away. And I believe that's definitely the youngest person that I know that passed away.
Was it unexpected? I felt almost like a suffocating or like a, I was having a lot of difficulty breathing. How do you understand that?
Yes. Yes. She died of SIDS.
Okay. So know that it validates that her precious little soul is safe with God. Do you know her mom?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's one of my best friends.
Oh, she says, please tell my mom that it's not her fault that I died.
I will.
She just showed me. Were you just talking to her mom?
Yes, I was. Well, I was texting with her earlier today.
Because she literally said to me, she goes, tell her that even though our prayers aren't answered right away, doesn't mean that they're not heard.
Okay.
And I feel it interesting that she was the first soul to step forward and the youngest soul.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised. I'm very glad to hear from her though.
But it validates that a soul is a soul and a bond is a bond. She says, tell my mom that my soul continues to grow on the other side.
Okay.
She looked at me, she goes, I'm a big girl now. So it's my validation that her soul has grown. She doesn't stay as a 6-month-old on the other side. Her soul continues to grow. Oh, and she's showing me stars. So I don't know how you connect with stars or unless if she connects with stars.
When she passed away, I purchased a star in her name. So there's an Ava star. Yes.
So what a beautiful way. I just asked her to validate that I interpreted everything correctly.
Yes.
So know that she knows about the star and wants to thank you for that.
Beautiful. Thanks.
Who's the father figure that has departed?
My father has passed away.
So no, he steps forward. When spirit shows me East Coast, West Coast, it's my symbol for separation. So when there's a separation, it could be just communication, it could be geographical. Do you understand that? It doesn't mean that you didn't speak to him is the point.
I understand it as I think it's because he passed away with Alzheimer's.
Okay.
So his last couple of years, there was a lack of communication and we also had a challenging relationship. I guess you could say.
Look, Eleanor, this is so important because I feel like that it's important that you know that your dad says, I do not want you to feel that things should have been handled differently as far as my care.
Okay.
But more importantly, your dad does not want you to feel that the quote unquote separation is your burden to carry. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I feel like your dad wants to take responsibility for his part in that. When a soul, they have to relive their life here in the physical world through our eyes after they pass. So for your dad to say that he's sorry, he had to feel what it was like for you to not have him at times when you needed him. Or where you wish he was able to be, whatever it is, do you understand that? Now I also understand the tiptoeing. Do you understand that? Because I feel like your dad was treading very lightly with this. because I felt that he was very unsure. And he actually looked at me and said, this isn't negative at all. That's such a positive thing. He's like, did I earn that right to be able to give my daughter this gift? Because I see like other people, I see mother figures on the other side. So whether they're grandparents, your mom, like I almost feel like they should be talking to Eleanor, not me. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
So know that your dad says, I'm sorry that I was not able to be there for you the way that you needed me at times or the way that you needed me to be.
Okay.
How do you connect with the brother that is departed?
Well, it could be.
Could it be your dad's brother? Did he have a brother?
My father had two brothers that passed away before him.
Okay.
And also my mother's brother passed away, my uncle.
I just said to him, I need you to validate that I interpreted correctly. And he said, tell her I have the brother with me. So if it's not your brother, then it's their brother. Validating okay. That all of the souls are together on the other side. And is your mom also departed as well?
No.
So it must be the grandmother. I want to go to your mom's side of the family, though, because your dad took red roses, handed them to your mom. But then I saw a mother figure step forward as well. So know that that would be then your mom's mom stepping forward, but your dad also acknowledging your mom. Do you understand that?
Yes.
He says, I want to take this opportunity to thank my wife for loving me unconditionally. And then he looked at me and he said, just tell her I'm sorry. And I said, do you want to? And he goes, no. He goes, they know what that means. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Who cared for your dad? Because he keeps showing me like everyone did all these things for me. They made sure that I was okay and I was very well taken care of. And he says, and the unconditional love that I received from all of them, I want to thank you. And I'm going to say this. Do you feel that, how do I say this? That when your dad found out what he had, it's almost like he started to decline quicker. Or did you see a big change in him? Because I never had this before. So it's almost like he made me feel like, now you have to interpret it, however what went on or how you felt or your interpretation of it. It's almost like I feel like, oh, I'm fine. And then it's like, oh, I'm sorry, you have Alzheimer's. And it's like, oh my God, I have Alzheimer's. Oh, and then it's almost like then I completely go downhill after that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he fell and he broke his hip. And then from that point on, he was never able to live back at his house back home. So I think there was a rapid decline. The disease was progressing anyway. Once he got hurt, it was a rapid decline cognitively and physically.
Mm-hmm. So I'm also going to say this. When your dad fell, did he hit his head?
We don't know. Not that we're aware of. He was with an aide at the time that he fell.
Usually when a soul shows me an act, this is typically my symbol. And it usually happens upon the death. So that's why I was asking you, because I don't know if he's trying to give me something that I never had before. When a soul shows me something tragically that happened, say they pass in an accident, they'll hit me in the back of the head. And that is my first symbol for that their soul didn't suffer.
Okay.
And it means that the soul either left the physical body, even though if their physical body was kept alive, they weren't suffering the way that we might interpret it. So I don't know if your dad is trying to express that through his Alzheimer's or the disease, but he's making me feel like that it was almost like I didn't suffer how you might think that I suffered.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does, because he was very belligerent then with the aides and with the staff, and he would like fight them whenever they were trying to take care of him.
So remember earlier he had me say it was the frustration of the disease. It wasn't me.
Yes.
I feel like something happened. When he fell, something else happened.
Okay.
I said to him, I said, I'm going to share with your daughter something. I said, I don't know if you're aware of, because I feel like your dad, he's such a soft soul.
Mm-hmm.
He's so polite. When I first entered the other side, I didn't know who I was communicating with. It was even before I connected with the daughter, the young baby. I heard, I have the most beautiful, sensitive, loving daughter. I feel this softness from your dad that's so, it's not something typical that I would feel from a father, but is that his, how he was with, or especially with you?
Yes. Yep.
But he's so funny. He goes, yeah, it's a shame what happened to me, Teresa. I go, what? He's like literally sitting next to me going, yeah, this is a shame what happened to me. But would that be your dad?
That would. He had an incredible sense of humor. He was very, very funny.
But like almost like, never thought I was going to go out this way, you know, like.
Yes. Yeah, because he was a heavy smoker. So we all thought that he was going to succumb to cancer or emphysema, something because of his smoking.
And you want to hear the funny thing? There's no such thing as a coincidence. Mm-hmm. The person that I read before you, their loved one died of lung cancer and never smoked a day in their life.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay. This is a first for me. Do you still talk to the people that your dad was in the facility or the people that still took care of your dad?
No. Well, my mom does. One of the aides, not the one that was with him when he passed away.
That's okay, because he literally just said to me, can you please apologize to them for me? I go, wait a minute. I go, this has never happened. I'm doing this over almost 25 years. I have never. There are plenty of people that unfortunately pass of Alzheimer's or dementia. Your dad is literally like, can you please apologize to them for me that I'm sorry that I was like that? Teresa, that wasn't me. That was my illness. I want to keep using the word disease. And he's like, don't call it that. I was ill. I had an illness. He goes, and I fought that illness, Teresa. I was not accepting that. I was fighting it. I was fighting it. He says, but now I see how I was, and I'm so sorry. Please let them know that I'm sorry. He says, especially mom. He says, even though I might have not been able to express myself in certain ways, my love for any of you never changed. And I am sorry for the way that my illness had me react to you.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. you know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HeySpirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HeySpirit. Did your dad always like to wear like certain shirts? He showed me a plaid and flannel shirt. That's usually my symbol for it. Doesn't specifically have to be that, but it's my symbol for that. That was a shirt that he liked. They only wore a specific type of shirt.
Yes. And it was plaid and flannel, especially the last couple of years. There was one shirt. We had to struggle to get it away from him to launder. But yes. And he often wore plaid shirts. He was an outdoorsman.
I asked him for a validation, and that's what he chose to show me. Did your mom give you jewelry, Eleanor, that your dad had given her, or?
No. But my mom did give me jewelry from her mother.
When spirit shows me changing of jewelry, it's my symbol for that it could be changing of hands. Actually change the jewelry. We wear it differently. So know that when your mom gave you the jewelry of your grandmother, know that your grandmother's soul was present for that.
Okay.
And know that she supports the choices and decisions.
Okay.
Do you wear the jewelry?
Yeah, on special occasions like today.
Oh, so you're wearing it right now.
Yeah, I have my grandmother's engagement and wedding ring.
Oh, how nice. So now this probably validates why also your grandmother keeps trying to step forward and your dad's like, nope.
Yeah, that's kind of how they interacted.
Who knitted or crocheted?
My other grandmother. My father's mother, and actually, I didn't think of it at the time, but when she passed away, I have her charm bracelet. So that may have also been a piece of jewelry that changed hands.
Perfect. And this is what happens. Souls will have me say something that you can connect to them to know, because signs and symbols, I love this part of your session right now, Eleanor, because it's something that I stress to people all the time. One thing doesn't only have to come from one soul. A message or a sign can be from multiple souls. And I love that your other grandmother just validated that, because by holding up this blanket, it validates that you kept these things, correct, as well?
Right, yes.
And validating, thanking you for keeping those things and the way that you treasure them. Talk about them, whatever they may be. It's the way that you carry out their legacy.
Nice. That's really nice.
This was your grandmother. She goes, yeah. She goes, you know, my son was a pain in the ass, Teresa. She goes, don't let him fool you.
He was.
Because she goes like this. She goes, nobody's going to tell you this. She goes, but he's being all nice and nicey to you. She goes, but he was a little bit of a pain in the ass.
That's so funny. I was wondering if, yeah, someone wasn't going to let him get away with that.
But you know what I love, Eleanor? Again, this is something that spirit has made reference to, and they have me say to people, remember when I said to you earlier about when your dad said that he was sorry?
Yes.
That means that he had to relive his life through your eyes. That gives the soul the ability to grow and to change. And to maybe even be the soul that they could have been here in the physical world. So for your dad to show me that side of him and to be able to express it to you is another validation of him saying, I am sorry. And my soul has grown and changed for the better on the other side. But it is also because of your love and prayers that have helped me get to where I am. He says, I'm not asking for, how do I say this? Like forgiveness, or I'm not asking for, he says, this is about you and your mom and everyone knowing that I'm truly sorry. And I don't want anyone to feel that they could have done, helped me in any other way. Because I feel like he just had a hard time expressing how he truly felt.
Okay.
Because he looked at me and he goes, you know, this unconditional love. He goes, I guess I didn't know what that truly was or how to love unconditionally. He says, and that's something that my wife showed me.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. They loved each other, but they had a very tenuous, argumentative relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But they always, cared for each other.
And I love the fact that your dad is taking responsibility for his part. Not that your mom was always right, like his part for the first time in all these years. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And I feel like it was so unexpected. You didn't even expect this or think in a million years.
No, I didn't. I'm not surprised because, he would express remorse for some of the things that he did to my brothers and I. And I feel like he had a lot of guilt for how he raised us or treated us. Yeah.
Because your dad kind of glazed over that in the very beginning.
Yeah.
But I feel that the important message is of him taking responsibility and for acknowledging that he sees how he could have done things differently. And for that, he is sorry. Your grandmothers both stepped forward and they brought forward another mother energy.
Okay.
So I don't know if this is a mother-in-law. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, I mean, it could be two mother-in-laws. This is my second marriage.
Okay.
I never met my current husband's mom, my ex-mother-in-law, my first husband's mom. We remained very close even after the divorce. And I think I was closer to her than my ex-husband was.
Mm-hmm. Because I felt kind of removed. So that's why I said in-law. It just means that I wasn't blood related.
Okay.
Okay. So know that they want to take this opportunity to thank you also. Because I feel like you're the keeper of people's stuff. I don't know how else to interpret it, Eleanor. Does that make sense?
I think so. I think I do little things or keep certain things to keep them with us.
Perfect.
You know, especially for my children's sake. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. So know that they want to thank you for that. I don't mean to switch gears so much. It's not me, it's spirit. But I feel the little girl has stepped forward again.
Okay.
And I feel that she steps forward with a mother figure as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's important that her family knows that she's not alone on the other side.
Okay.
Was she laid to rest a little differently, Ava?
I don't think so.
Okay. So if she wasn't cremated, then it means that her stone has to be different and or unique because she shows me a big black headstone and I can see my reflection in it and I see pictures on it. That's my symbol for where someone was laid to rest differently or their headstone is a little unique.
Okay. I think her face might be etched in the headstone.
Did you just try to make a recipe or did you just find a recipe or try to make something that your grandmothers used to make and no one had made it in a really long time? Or were you just talking about an old recipe to your mom or to someone else in the family?
I've had those conversations. I don't know all that recently though.
Well, you know, look to spirit because there is no time. You know, it's just, they showed me a recipe box and then they showed me you baking or cooking. And then I feel like, okay. Oh my God, I haven't had that in so long. So it's just validating that their souls were present at that exact moment.
Okay.
For the conversation.
Actually, yeah. Something rang true. I was watching a television show and on the show, they were eating in an Italian restaurant and they were having rice balls. And, my Italian grandmother used to make rice balls. So yeah, that may have been it. And I was thinking, wow, I wonder how hard that is to make. And maybe I should look up a recipe.
Look, this doesn't mean, Eleanor, you got to go out and make rice balls now. It just validates that her soul was with you at that exact moment. And that's the thing that I love, because even though they might be gone for some time, your dad kind of makes me feel, and I don't know if it's because of the Alzheimer's, but he kind of makes me feel like everyone has gone much longer than he has, correct?
Yes. Yep.
And what I love what they're showing also is that, I'm going to ask you, Eleanor, are you a teacher? Because I feel like that you're... Or is it that you're always helping people? Because I feel like your whole session, like your loved ones are all about like helping people get to like the best of their potential. And like, you're always wanting people to grow and learn. And you always want to teach them something new.
I'm not a teacher, but I'm an executive director of a non-for-profit where we provide recreation therapy for the development of a disabled. I know that is a side of me.
Perfect. Because I feel like your whole experience today is so much more than just connecting with your loved ones that have passed. It is, and not only just a gift of faith and hope and peace, but also learning. Like, people are learning and we're teaching people through your session today. It's so unique and so different. And I love that of how your loved ones channeled, but then really reflecting you or your purpose in life. Like, everything that you do, you want people to learn and grow and get to their best potential here in the physical world.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I can see that, especially with my sons.
Mm-hmm. Do you know someone that lost a husband? Did someone have like a brain tumor? This is the weird thing. All of a sudden, they brought me further onto the other side. And then they made me feel that I had something with my brain, either an aneurysm or like I hit my head or some type of brain cancer.
My husband's sister-in-law passed away a few years ago. With a brain tumor.
Okay. Listen, sometimes what happens is when there are so many souls there, because I heard husband and then brain. So I'm going to say it was to get me to go to your husband's side of the family, because it's not common that someone dies like this. Fair enough.
Okay.
And yes. I almost wasn't going to say, because I was like, all right, well, maybe it was your dad trying to come through again with the Alzheimer's. And that's when I heard husband. Do you understand that? So
yes.
Validating that she's making her presence known and saying, does she have children?
Yes.
She says, please let my children know that I am with them and I know of all their accomplishments and I haven't missed out on anything.
Okay. That's awesome.
And she says, and I don't want anyone to have regrets. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? She says, I would not have wanted my children to have made any other choices or decisions in their lives because I was sick or because I was going to die. She says, so I don't want them to keep going back and saying, oh, should have, could have, would have, only if. Do you understand that? Yeah. Validating that she says, I am so proud of who you all are. And I am proud the way that you continue to love, honor me every single day of your life.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Your grandmother, your mom's mom, she mm-hmm. is hilarious.
Yes.
She goes, oh, it's okay. She says, Eleanor didn't get to say goodbye to us. She's like, but we heard her say goodbye. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yeah. They lived in Florida, so I wasn't with them Aww. When they passed away. But I did say a eulogy at her service. So
know that she wants to thank you for all of your prayers and knowing. But, oh, can I say this? Did you actually say goodbye in your eulogy?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
I never had to. She literally stood me at the podium and I had this moment of her. It's like you being able to like connect with her and tell her goodbye. And I said to her, I go, I never had that before. So know that she wants to thank you for not only the most amazing and beautiful tribute, she heard you say goodbye. And there's right. like your grandfather and then your other grandfather, they're all over there. Yep, ditto, what she said. They're so funny. But is that the way they were? Like, did they even know each other here in the physical world? But I feel they like did. They're so funny.
They did. And truthfully, all my grandparents really had amazing sense of humor.
Wow.
They were very, very witty.
But they're like the best of friends. That's okay. why I asked you. I was like, did they know each other?
They did. They did. They lived in the same town.
Wow.
And only a block apart. So they did know each other.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I have to say, Eleanor, and this is why I love spirit, to communicate with that personality. But besides that, your session like stands so uniquely to me because I feel like you had so many souls come forward that mm-hmm. you, especially your dad and mm-hmm. Ava, I'll use them as the example. Did you buy her when she was born, like a special stuffed animal or something?
Yes. I don't remember what it was though. I think it was just a little teddy bear.
Maybe it's just to validate how special it was to her. She showed okay. me, you ever see the Tiffany teddy bear? Tiffany mm-hmm. makes a teddy bear. Right. And that's what she showed me. I don't have a symbol for that. So that's why I said special little stuffed animal.
Okay.
So I just asked her to validate that I interpreted correctly. And that's what she showed me. So validating for you that your loved ones all came together, banded together to show that even, because I even see other souls there that they didn't say anything. The souls mm-hmm. are all together, safe and at peace with God. But more importantly, growing, learning lessons, and still loving you from the other side.
Amazing.
So sweet.
Yeah, very sweet.
Did you just think of someone in your head?
I did.
I'm like, wait, what's happening? All I know is that I just saw another soul step forward. I'm like, who's that? And your father looked at me and goes, oh my God, Eleanor was just thinking of them.
Yeah, well, because during the session, I was hoping to hear from someone in particular, and she hasn't come through yet. So while we were getting, you know, you were talking about my father and Ava, and then I just grabbed the teddy bear that my girlfriend gave me.
What?
And
wait a minute. So, wait a minute. Eleanor, do you realize it's blue? Tiffany yes. Blue.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Oh my God. But I'm going to say this. Remember when I feel young and I feel sister and I feel these souls know that it is them. Okay. And I love how all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute, someone is stepping forward. I don't know who it is. And you just thought of her. You just grabbed that teddy bear.
Yes. Yeah.
Validating for you that her soul has been present the entire time. Was she very private or did you not get to speak to her right at the end? Because she made me feel like she kind of kept you at a safe distance at the end.
Probably. Okay. I was supposed to stay with her one day in the hospital on a Friday. And that Thursday, her husband called me to say that she had passed away.
Okay. Did she stop treatment? Or did she not take a treatment?
Possibly. I don't know the specific details, but she was hospitalized and she was trying different things. But I believe towards the end, it was too much for her to go through.
Because anymore. I said to her, why do you keep telling me that you died on your terms?
Mm-hmm.
You understand that? So yeah. Know that she says, I do not want you to feel that could have or should have done more. Do you understand that? I yes. take responsibility. And I'm going to say this. I don't know if she didn't go to the doctor sooner. Do you understand that? Because I said to her, what are you taking responsibility for? I don't get it. And she says, everyone feels that if I went to the doctor sooner, that I never would have died. Or I wouldn't have went as quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said, I died on my terms.
I was on the phone with her and she was telling me about her symptoms. And I said, please call the doctor. And she said, well, I'll see him on Thursday. So I'll wait till then. And the next day she was hospitalized. Okay.
I don't want you to feel that if I did or handled things differently, that it would have changed the outcome. She looked at me and she says, and I don't know if this is something that she said to you, but she made me feel like that when you are hit with bad news from the doctor, she mm-hmm. says, it's like you go numb, Teresa. She says, it's like you can't, it's almost like you're in a movie, like you can't believe it. And you are just numb to everything. And you just want to make everything quiet. And you just want to be at peace. Mm-hmm. She says, that is what I want you to know. She says, and know, Eleanor, that when you hear my voice or you think you wake up thinking of me or you have that dream and you see me in your dreams, know that that is my soul showing you that I'm okay. And I want you to remember me healthy and happy and gorgeous as ever.
Of course. Of course.
She looked at me and she said, she literally thanked me. I said, what are you thanking me for? She says, okay, this has never happened before. She said to me, I want to thank you for trusting your gift, Teresa. Because when I got to the other side, she was the first soul that I saw. And I watched her soul step aside
mm-hmm.
because she knew what you needed first. How beautiful. I go, yeah, I go, I thought I did see, but then I didn't see. And she says, but you trusted your gift enough to allow us to channel the way that we needed to for Eleanor today. So I love how she chose to end your session with the love that she has for you. And it's almost like you still both know exactly what each other needs.
Yeah.
And I feel like in a sense, it also kind of restores our faith for her soul. Being hearing from your grandparents, you had uncles and Ava, your dad, to come through with all of these amazing, unique validations of messages of faith and peace and hope. And then we have your best friend. Just, it's almost like the cherry on top. That's how she made me feel. Yeah. But I feel like that was her. She always stood out. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Like that cherry on top of a sundae. You have these mounds of ice cream, but you notice that cherry on top. That's her, right?
Yeah, I like that.
I love that. That's amazing. I don't think we'll ever look at a sundae the same again, Eleanor.
No, I don't think so either.
Well, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to allow me to share my gift with you, but most importantly, for not only trusting me with the souls of your loved ones, but for trusting me with the process. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Unbelievable. Amazing.
Hi, my name is Eleanor, and I live in Hopewell Junction, New York, which is about an hour and 15 minutes north of New York City. I was looking forward to hearing from my friend who passed away just a year ago. Next week will be her 1 year anniversary of her passing. And I really anticipated that she would dominate the session. However, my father was a very strong presence and spent a lot of time trying to make amends and to heal our relationship. From how he treated us as children, my brothers and I. And surprisingly, I also heard from one of my best friend's infant daughters, who passed away when she was 6 months old. So I was very surprised to hear from Ava, but I do know how comforting her message will be to my friend once I share it. It was very healing. I truthfully did not anticipate hearing from him or for that long. And I'm very surprised at how healing his presence was and what he shared through Teresa. My friend came through at the end, and that also kind of fits her personality, that she would stand aside and let other people have their say. But at the end, she made her presence known, which was very special. Yes. When my friend's infant daughter was coming through, she said something about stars. And when Ava passed away, I had purchased a star and had it named after her. And I hadn't even thought about that in years. And it's not like anything that I talk about recently or with anyone. So I was very surprised when she mentioned the stars. But I knew exactly what she was referring to. I feel at such peace with my friend's passing. And I just feel lighter. I feel reassured that her spirit is calm and in peace. It's no longer in pain. She's in a good place. Just beautiful to know. I was just so privileged that I had this opportunity to be a guest on this podcast. I was definitely surprised that the podcast reached out to me, but I just feel so fortunate and blessed and grateful that I was selected to have the opportunity to have this session with Teresa.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.